Good morning, everyone. Today is October the 6th, 2021, Wednesday morning, and I just wanted to give everyone an update. We are going to have to go to Weatherby today. We'll be up there today and tomorrow. We'll be back hopefully Thursday early evening. Just wanted to let everyone know what's going on. We decided to sell our cemetery plots up there. We don't want to be buried up in Weatherby since we've moved from that whole area. And so we were able to sell our cemetery plots. So we're going up there to finalize that transaction. Hope that you all are doing well this morning. As you all probably know by now, in the middle of morning, not Tuesday but Monday, a deer charged us, a 6-point buck charged our truck, and it was almost like it was demon possessed. It just charged us, came out of the woods charging full speed, put its horns down and reamed my truck. And so it did significant damage on the truck. It's been about 20 years since I've had an encounter with a deer like that. I think Satan can, well, we know that God cast the devils into the pigs. So anyway, but that 6-point buck found out real quick that when he came into contact with that truck, his antler snapped. It was quite an ordeal. Anyway, I finally was able to get my door open. It was on my side, and get my door open and get it to where it didn't affect ability to drive the truck, but it did ruin the headlights. So I'm going to have to get a whole new headlight assembly. So much for that. You know, onward and upward, I guess we go. I'm looking for heaven. The New Jerusalem, this down here, is just nothing but depravity. Anyway, this morning, I just want to encourage everyone, regardless of what we have to go through, and we have to go through some strange things sometimes. I'm just glad to know that God is in control of everything. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And we need to be reminded of that. We know that he can do everything. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. He doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And who can say unto him, what doest thou? There is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Abba, Father, all things are possible with thee. Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yes, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. The mighty God, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid, nor dismayed. There's more with us than be with him. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and we are his guide. He is our guide. There's none to fear when he is near, though fierce the conflict may be. We'll never give in the fight against sin. With Christ, there's victory. There's more with us than be with him. Lord, open our eyes to see the mountains around with chariots abound. We're trusting alone in thee. The devil may boast and marshal his host and fight in the battle array, but with Christ in the lead, we're sure to succeed. We're certain he's won the day. We're marching to Zion, and this march is led by God's dear Son. This pilgrimage is not to a physical place, but looking for a city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, prepared for the bride. This Zion's a place to eternally abide. Many try to make Zion a physical place where rejection of Christ is an utter disgrace. But I'm marching to Zion, a spiritual place. Well, many are the afflictions of God's people. Will they be spiritual or physical? The test of the soul. To bring us forth as gold, tried in the fire of suffering and pain. Christ was victorious and our entrance did gain. Into eternal life of paradise and bliss, let those in afflictions always remember this. You know, false science promotes Darwin and evolution, saying things are getting better and better. All we need to do is look at our physical constitution and see entropy and decay. We look in the mirror and we see evolution is a lie. The earth is not evolving into something better. It will all be destroyed by fire. The only thing that Christians have to look forward to is our home in heaven. There will all be peace and bliss and rest for the forgiven. Well, may the good Lord be with you today, and let us always remember that God is sovereign, even when deers smash into our vehicles. God bless.